This is Wade Matthews with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Yahoo adapted its scanner, normally used for spam and child pornography, to search for messages containing a computer signature tied to communications of a state-sponsored terrorist organization to comply with a government order. Political ad for the Democratic candidate for senator in Missouri is getting a lot of attention as he breaks down an AR-15 blindfold on the ad in 22 seconds and says, as a former Army captain, he still believes there needs to be a screen on gun ownership for terrorists. The number of independent bookstores has risen 21% from the year 2000 to 2015. An analysis of 60 Trump business startups over the last decade by the Times found one-third of them either never got off the ground. Another third delivered something, but they also encountered substantial problems from lawsuits, government investigations, partnership woes, or market turndowns. The remaining third, while sometimes encountering strife, generally met expectations, notably the television show, purchases of numerous golf courses and properties near Philadelphia and in the Hudson Valley. Illegal residents of Amona on the West Bank are readying for another battle with their own government security forces trying to thwart an Israeli Supreme Court order that the entire outpost be dismantled by December 25th. Barring an 11th-hour compromise, organizers expect up to 20,000 sympathizers to move into Amona, where 40 families live in prefabricated homes and trailers to resist a forced evacuation. Theranos, the embattled blood testing company, announced that it would close its laboratory operations, shutter its wellness centers, and lay off about 340 employees, around 40% of its workforce. A Dutch tourist who unplugged an amplifier that was broadcasting Buddhist chants, which he said disrupted his sleep, was sentenced to 3 months of hard labor in prison by a court in Mandalay, Myanmar. Elected officials and activists staged a protest outside the Manhattan headquarters of Fox News over a segment in which Jesse Waters, a correspondent, conducted a series of mocking interviews of Asian Americans in New York City's Chinatown that critics said stereotyped and trafficked in complete racism. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.